something that you might have for breakfast in the morning would be?
Biscuits or corn, syrup.
Okay, or you might have fried...
Flitters.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about bread things.
Bacon? You mean what you have? Bacon, grits, eggs.
Okay. Talking about eggs, if you say if you cook them in hot water, you call them...
Boiled eggs.
Okay, and if you crack them and let them fall out of their shells in the hot water...
Poached
egg. Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
Okay, what color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And, where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, we had a... Let me see, what did my mother call it? It was something like a refrigerator, but we had to buy the ice and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept our milk and butter in there. It had a place at the top you keep ice in there and it would keep it cool.
Mm-hmm. How big a block of ice would you have to buy?
A 50 pound. And we had ice trucks being paid, you know, to bring the ice.
How long would 50 pounds of ice last?
Maybe we have to get that every other day, because that's when the ice man would run every other day.
What would you use then to, when the 50 pounds melted, how?
Well, it would last until the ice man came again.
And then you just take it out and throw it out somewhere? Or?
Well, no, as it melted away, we had a... something under the refrigerator to catch that water.
Mm-hmm.
Is it melted away?
So you just had to keep
empty.
What would you, did you ever hear a place near a spring where people would keep milk or butter?
No, I haven't.
What would you call a place now that, where they have a sort of a farm where they have a lot of milk cows and?
Dairy.
Okay. Did you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else?
No, no.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, here we grow, they would stay in the garden. The turnips would grow. We grow them year round, you know. And then we can go to the garden and get the turnips whenever we needed them.
Wouldn't that freeze?
No, they wouldn't freeze. Unless they come a mighty hard freeze.
What about the potatoes?
Potatoes, we bank them in a potato bank. Put straw, pine straw over them, and put a planks there and cover it with dirt. And they keep.
Where would you put the planks now?
After you dig this little hole and put a layer of straw down there and put the potatoes on that straw, and then cover the potatoes with straw, and then put the planks on top of the straw. Put them down in the ground this way, you know, so the water wouldn't run in there. And
you mean you'd have sort of upside down V-shaped thing?
Mm-hmm. And then you can make a little house to put them in, but we usually make that bank with that, come up this way and put the potatoes in and have us a door we can go in and get them whenever we want.
Also, you're talking about a pretty big size thing.
Yes.
I was picturing something a lot smaller than that. How?
No, it's pretty good size. I see. Sometimes it'd be about that big around, according to how many potatoes you have to put in there.
Maybe that's about 3 feet?
Yes.
By 3 feet or something?
Yes. Or maybe sometimes 5 by 6 or something like that. It's according to how many potatoes you're going to store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what size you'd be.
Did you have a sort of a regular roof type thing over it, or did you have just
these planks? Yeah.